Their alarm calls indicate the predator's size, shape, speed, and even for human predators, what the person is wearing and if he's carrying a gun. Great apes like chimps and gorillas are great communicators too. Some have even learned a modified sign language. A chimpanzee named Washo demonstrated discreetness by combining multiple signs into original phrases, like please open, hurry. Coco, a female gorilla who understands more than 1,000 signs and around 2,000 words of spoken English, referred to a beloved kitten that had died. In doing so, she displayed displacement, though it's worth noting that the apes in both of these examples were using a human communication system, not one that appeared naturally in the wild. There are many other examples of sophisticated animal communication, such as in dolphins, which use whistles to identify age, location, names, and gender. They can also understand some grammar in a gestural language researchers use to communicate with them. However, grammar is not seen in the dolphin's natural communication. While these communication systems may have some of the qualities of language we've identified, none display all four. Even Washo and Coco's impressive abilities are still outpaced by the language skills of most three-year-old humans. An animal's topics of conversation are usually limited. Bees talk about food, prairie dogs talk about predators, and crabs talk about themselves. Human language stands alone due to the powerful combination of grammar and productivity on top of discreteness and displacement. The human brain can take a finite number of elements and create an infinite number of messages. We can craft and understand complex sentences, as well as words that have never been spoken before. We can use language to communicate about an endless range of subjects, talk about imaginary things, and even lie. Research continues to reveal more and more about animal communication. It may turn out that human language and animal communication aren't entirely different, but exist on a continuum. After all, we are all animals.